Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 elections in uncharted territory.
When you're talking about a pandemic and people really can't be close to each other, mail-in voting is going to be the way that we want them to go.
Nevada League of Women Voters President Sandra Cosgrove explaining why her state decided this weekend to mail ballots to all registered voters for November's election. President Donald Trump called the law a, quote, late-night coup that would make it, quote, impossible for Republicans to win the state. And he threatened litigation in a tweet yesterday. Five states actually use the same process all the time. Oregon's used vote by mail for 2 decades with no evidence whatsoever of increased voter fraud. In Nevada, it's for this year only.
So what we're doing is not permanent. It's going to be written into our law saying that when we're under an emergency order, this will be the election process that we follow.
Trump used a news conference to cite huge delays with counting ballots in a New York election as support for his false statements about voter fraud, saying he has authority to stop states from using universal mail-in voting, but, quote, we haven't gotten there yet. Arizona, Michigan, Washington State, Missouri, and Kansas all have primaries today, with mail-in voting plus in-person options. Gina Roberts with the Arizona Clean Elections Commission says a lot of their job this year was explaining what makes vote-by-mail secure.
I think that's a lot of misinformation out there right now about the vote-by-mail system, because all of the concerns that I've seen so far about fraud in the process, I think what we're hearing is that maybe voters just aren't understanding how the process works.
There are some formidable primary challengers to incumbents on the left and right. In Michigan's 13th, Representative Rashida Tlaib, one of the four freshman House Democratic women known as the Squad, will face Detroit City Council President Brenda Jones, who lost to Tlaib by just 900 votes 2 years ago. In Missouri's first, progressive activist Cori Bush is taking on 10-term incumbent Congressman William Lacey Clay. And in Kansas, immigration hardliner Chris Kobach is going up against Republican National Committee-backed Senator Roger Marshall. Here's University of Kansas political scientist Patrick Miller.
Kobach is the Republican that Republicans like the most, but he's the Republican who everyone else likes the least.
Kobach lost the 2018 election for governor to a Democrat in the Ruby Red state of Kansas. A newly formed super PAC with Democratic ties has been running ads to help Kobach, a staunch conservative, despite concerns that his anti-immigrant positions are too dangerous to elevate.
Obviously, Democrats would probably prefer to take Kobach on because he's a known quantity and they've already beat him once.
Yesterday, former President Barack Obama announced his first wave of general election endorsements, backing over 100 down-ballot Democrats. Meanwhile, Trump dismissed a new federal filing by Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance, calling it, in his words, a witch hunt. The filing said part of the legal basis for requesting Trump's tax records was reports of, quote, possibly extensive and protracted criminal conduct at the Trump Organization. From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bolke. Thanks to Roz Brown from the Nevada News Service, and thanks for listening at pacificanetwork.org and publicnewsservice.org.